This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Typhoon Mangkhut has come ashore in the Philippines, smashing into the northern coast with winds of 205 kilometers per hour. The storm had recorded wind gusts of up to 255 kilometers per hour and made landfall on the northern tip of Luzon Island early Saturday. There were no reports of injuries or major damages in the region, where a massive evacuation has been underway for days. A few hours after landfall, the eye of the typhoon was nearing the western coast of Luzon, facing the South China Sea. The International Federation of the Red Cross and Red Crescent Society said Mangkhut is expected to cause widespread damage to infrastructure, agriculture, and livelihoods within its 900-kilometer diameter. The deadliest storm ever recorded in the Philippines was Super Typhoon Haiyan, which killed nearly 7,000 people and affected millions more in 2013. Hurricane Florence has been downgraded to a tropical storm, but not before it killed five people and left hundreds of thousands without power when it crashed ashore near Wilmington, North Carolina, Friday morning. One woman and her baby were killed when a tree fell on their home. Another woman died when she suffered a heart attack, and storm debris prevented emergency responders from reaching her in time. Another person was killed trying to plug in a generator, while a man died when he was knocked to the ground while outside. National Hurricane Center Deputy Director Ed Rappaport says heavy rains will continue to be a threat.
Very slow motion over the next 2 days. That's about as we've been saying now for several days. And because of that, we have a very serious rainfall threat inland.
Florence has now crossed into South Carolina, where it is expected to bring several days of heavy rains, flooding, and high winds. This is VOA News.